Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. Good to have you with us tonight. And good evening to YouTube. It's good to have you streaming with us tonight all over the world, right here in the United States and just down the road, around the corner, wherever you might be. This is an exciting day in the kingdom of God. Exciting day in the kingdom of God because God is moving all over this world. Now, naturally, we know there's many places where God's Spirit has never stopped moving. And thank God those people have caught on to how revival should flow out of your innermost being. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. And so we're glad that these people and this revival are seeing the manifest presence of the Holy Spirit move. Father, may the teachers get there to help people go to the next level of you and see you and know you and grow together in you. In Jesus' mighty name. So it's not just a feel-good feeling, but it actually turns into a revival as in days of old. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Blog Talk Radio is with us, and YouTube is with us tonight. Good to have everybody with us. I'm going to get right to it because I got a couple videos I'm going to play for us tonight because we got to go to a whole new level in God. And I want to leave plenty of time for these men of God to teach the word. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. If you think tonight I'm moving right along, I am a man on a mission tonight. And so we're glad to have you. Please get your paper and your pen out and write down some questions or key points that give us instruction about dreams and visions. That's what this whole night's going to be about. And so here we go. 1 Corinthians 14. Let's read 1 through 5. 1 Corinthians 14, 1 through 5. Pursue love and desire earnestly spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. No one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. He who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. I wish you all spoke with tongue, but even more that you prophesied. He who prophesied is greater than he who speaks with tongues. Don't miss the next word. Unless there's a whole lot of people that have said prophecy is greater than tongues. That's not what the Holy Spirit spoke. Remember, this isn't the Apostle Paul. This is the Holy Spirit inspiring this great man to write. Unless indeed he interprets that the church may receive edification. 14:1. Pursue love and desire earnestly spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm going to lay a foundation here of some verses that I want us to have in our mind while these men begin to speak. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to read 1 through 6. 2 Corinthians 12, 1 through 6. Somebody would please make a verse list tonight because we're going to be rolling. I'll do my best to keep to my notes, but God's going to lead us down this path because we're going to get this revelation inside of us. 2 Corinthians 12:1, it is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. Then he says, I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Verse 2, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body, I do not know, or whether out of the body, I do not know. God knows. Such a one was caught up to the third heaven. Remember, in the Bible, there's three words called heaven. That's the earth atmosphere that you and I live in, about 100,000 feet. And then there's the principalities and powers, and then there's the stars and their atmosphere, and then there's the heaven where God lives. The principalities and powers operate in our realm, is what I was trying to say. All right, so Paul says, I know a man, he was caught up to the third heaven. Verse 3, and I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. How he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which is not lawful for man to utter. Of such I will boast, yet of myself I will not boast, except in my infirmities. For though I might desire to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will speak the truth. But I refrain, lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears from me. Paul went to heaven. And he said, whether it was in a dream, in a vision, in a trance, don't know, might have been there. All right? So who knows? Paul didn't tell us what happened. Brother Jesse told us what happened in the trance that he was in. Here comes Sister Leanne again. Brother Dan, can I make you a moderator?
Yes, you can.
All right. That way you can help me let people in. All right. Thank you, sir. Now, so here's Paul saying, I will come to visions and revelation. Well, that's the interpretation of the vision. Now, go with me to Acts chapter 2. I'm laying a foundation of verses that the Holy Spirit gave to me before these men of God teach us a great message. Acts chapter 2 and verse 4, and we'll probably go down through 21. Acts chapter 2, 4 through 21. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, there's people today that will be like, hey, don't say the word tongues. Are you kidding me? That's what happened on the day of Pentecost. Everybody's life changed on Pentecost. We'll never be ashamed of that. Ever, 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 never be ashamed of the fact that we have the gift of speaking in tongues and that we do it regularly and pray in tongues all day long. I pray in tongues all day long, all night long when I'm working. Why? Because you build up yourself in your most holy faith when you pray in tongues, and it builds you up in a way that nobody else can build themselves up. If you don't have that gift, you don't know the level of being built up that's available for you. Verse 5, and they were dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. When the sound occurred, the multitude came together and they were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Dan and I have a cousin, Brother Stephen. And I talked to him the other day. He said he'd come out and tell us a story sometime. But he actually spoke in Spanish for an hour to a man, I forget what nation it was, but he spoke in Spanish to an hour to the guy and led him to Jesus. And when he got finished leading him to Jesus, he said, I looked at him and said, you speak pretty good English for, and then he named what nation he was in. And the man looked at him and said, I was getting ready to say to you, you speak pretty good Spanish for a gringo. And at the moment they both said it, they no longer could communicate in the same language, a gift of the Spirit just like you saw right here, happened to our cousin. He tells a wonderful story about it. We'll have him tell it sometime. Verse 7, they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each one in our own language, which we are born? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, parts of Libya, Cyrene, Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them speak it in our own tongue, the wonderful works of God. They weren't saying, hi, how are you? They were speaking the wonderful works of God. They were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, what could this mean? Others mocking said, they are full of new wine. Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea, all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. These are not drunk, as some of you suppose, since it's only the third hour of the day. Well, somebody must have said, these guys are drunk. No, they're not. This is what the prophet Joel spoke about. Come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. On my men servants and my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. You're going to see a dream and a vision or a vision, and you're going to prophesy from it. It's the word of God. We just read it. I will show wonders in heaven and above and signs in the earth. Blood and fire, vapor of smoke. Sun will be turned into darkness, the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The word saved is sozo. Saved, healed, delivered, prospered, blessed, healthy, whole, well. All of that is in the word sozo. You can be healed as easy as you can be saved. Now, I'm going to play for us a couple videos. The first one is Brother Dutch telling us about the vision he had of a multitude of people coming to God. And then we're going to have another man who's going to teach us about dreams and visions. And then I'll be back with you, and we'll have a question and answer session when we're finished, if we still have time to do so. Father, in Jesus' name, bless the revival in Asbury right now. Bless the revival in Asbury right now. All right, let me see. Everybody just pause a minute. Well, guess I got to just start Xing these things out. Somewhere, I have a video of Brother Dutch. Brother Dutch, where did you go? Isn't that something? Whatever you do, don't become offended at an app. All right, so give me just a second. I'll have this video pulled up. This is a very, very excellent video of Brother Dutch Sheets telling us about the dream that God gave him. There it is. There we go. Brother Dutch Sheets on Flashpoint with Brother Gene. Wow. I started to pray. Father, pour out your spirit. Thank you that you are pouring out your spirit in Asbury. Take us all to the next level with you. Rebuild the walls of righteousness. Establish the church. One faith, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one Lord, one Spirit, one God and Father of us all. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen and amen. We're almost there. We made it. All right, here we go, Brother Gene. Take it away, sir. My God.
thing I thought was,
yeah. Come on. Come on. All right. Now, what's interesting is what Brother Dutch just said to us is exactly what this revival in Asbury is. That is amazing to me. That, I mean, we heard him say this dream the other day when we studied that video, but when you read the reports from Asbury and the different university where the revival's gone to, what he just said about the revival, what he saw that day in that picture, is exactly what's going on. Thousands of young people gathering, no one controlling it, no one planning it, the stewarding of it, every instructor, professor that tries to get in the way is just slain in the spirit, laying there in the Holy Ghost. And here we are now in the seventh or eighth night of this revival, and it has spread to many campuses, not just in America, but around the world. And it came from a vision that he saw while he was standing. Now, you might say, well, Pastor, I'm not Dutch Sheets. I'm never going to preach. How could I see it? You put God in a box and say, it can't happen to me. It can only happen to a preacher. No. This book is not for preachers. This book is for believers. Some of those believers are preachers. And in that book is instruction for preachers also. But this book is made for believers, men and women like you and me. And so God's going to reach us tonight. Now, next video we're going to have tonight is from a guy named Chris something. I don't know. Chris Valentano, I think. He's talking about unlocking the mind of Christ through dreams. And this might be totally different for you. You might not have ever heard this. However, like Brother Lou Engle says, why would you just surrender a third of your life to snoring when God said he wants to speak to you in your dreams? And Paul said, I will come to dreams and visions and revelation. So here we go. Enjoy this. Take good notes. Write down some good questions. When we are finished, we will have a question and answer session about this in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Unlocking the mind of Christ.
goodness, like, something extreme, but because we're, like, on these
it's not true. Wow.
and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. We have the mind of Christ. Amen. Yeah. And a new. Yeah, come on. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Garden, yeah. Right. We think in the thoughts of this.
No.
So there. So there. Does anybody want to shout glory be to God?
Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
My, my, my.
Glory, glory.
My, my, my.
Tells yourself what I'm always saying. You just don't know what is behind the attitude of somebody that will hurt people. So this guy was hurt because of his daddy's actions, and he hurt other people. You have to forgive.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is part of God's nature.
Yeah. Yeah. And then what an amazing understanding that we can actually not just think like God thinks, have the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
But we can actually tap into how God is thinking in specific situations and people's lives. And so, all right, you ready? I got another one for you. You ready?
Okay.
This is a question and answer session that was given by Chris and his wife together about how to steward your dreams. So let's just kick it right on so we can get it all in one night. Here we go.
Thank you.
I want to be very specific here, okay? I want everybody to hear me when I say this. I want to be very, very specific. This word tonight, right here, these words, may have taken you way beyond where you are, where you've been. In your understanding of dreams and visions and all of that stuff. I want to encourage you that, hang on just a second. I want to encourage you that you got to let God take you to a new level in your life. Isn't that something? He wants to take you to a level, wants to take us all to a level where we can go in and take the land of Canaan that belongs to us. He wants us to take the land that belongs to us. But I want you to see something. Brother Dutch shared last week, and he talked about Gilgal, the place where the reproach of Egypt was rolled off of them when they circumcised all the men who had left Egypt and hadn't been circumcised. And it says they rolled off the reproach of Egypt. Now, you and I, as Brother Chris has just said tonight, we're actually residents on earth, but from heaven. Now, you might be like, what does that mean? Well, the verse of scripture is, we are seated together with him in heavenly places. The book of Ephesians. So, we live on this earth with a view from heaven about earth. That's why the book of John teaches us that God wants us to be one with him and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. But at Gilgal, there was another important event that happened that changed Israel. And it changed everything. That's when the manna stopped. For 40 years, all they had to do to eat was walk out the tent. And God snowed manna on everybody. It was there for them to pick up. It was there for them to eat, gather enough for everybody in the house, make sure everybody was fed. If you gather too much, it'll breed worms and stink. And outside in the camp, it didn't breed worms and stinks. It just melted into the ground. It was like a dew. Now, to go to a new level in God, you've got to take this word and you've got to let God take you to a new level in the word. Dr. Winston says, you got to eat at a different level. You got to eat at a different level. If you ever hear any stories of the great Olympians or these people that run these super marathons, 150, 500 mile marathons, they eat at a different level than everybody else because you can only eat a certain amount of things and be able to get up there and run 150 miles without stopping. So you have to eat at a different level. But God said to them, from this point on, you will no longer have manna. You now must eat of the fruit of the land. And so, I know that tonight there was things that they said that probably like, woo, that's Jesus, help me. Never heard anybody say that. But yet when you hear it, it's like, wow, that makes sense. That makes truth. I think truth is a better word than sense. That makes truth. And you hear it, okay. But of course, if it's new to you, and I believe this is new to most of us, you got to look at it and say, huh, what are we doing now? And it demands of each one of us that we open up our own Bibles and we begin to eat of the Word of God ourselves. Not that you've got to have a different revelation than me. You don't have to have a different revelation than what we have here. What God is going to do in all of our lives to take us to the next level in him is he's going to take what we're teaching, what he's flowing through us to teach, and he's going to build it and develop it as. You're going to be built and developed. I'm going to be built and developed. And our spirit man is already one with the Father as soon as we're born again. What is manna? We'll get to that in just a minute, Roger. So your spirit man is one with the Father already. Adam's spirit is one with the Father. As soon as Adam sinned, God knew it. So the part of us that's got to get fixed and is always in our way is our soulish realm. Paul said, 1 Thessalonians 5:25, I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. Your spirit, that's who you are. That's the spirit is the being named Samuel J. Cottle. But that being is not this body. That being is not my soulish realm, which is my mind, my will, and my emotion. That part's already one with God. What you and I got to get fixed in our own lives, which is what slows us down, stops us, or even causes us to rebel, is our soulish realm. When God shows us a revelation of a place where we are not at yet, it then becomes your responsibility to get yourself into that place by renewing your mind by the word of God. Well, Pastor, I'm not a Bible scholar like you. I'm not the Bible scholar. I'm a diligent seeker to him who has revelation and keeps it. To that man or woman, more revelation will be given. Do you want revelation in God? Then you've got to find a way to get the revelation that's in front of you and keep it and grow and develop yourself. That's why this teaching on dreams is so powerful, because what we've just learned is God's going to speak a thing to, God's speaking to every one of us. And Job said, Elihu said, and man may perceive it and he may not perceive it. If you are seeking God, not seeking a dream, seeking God to speak to you in a dream and get you unstuck, you're going to have that dream. If all you're doing is, Lord, just give me dreams so I wake up giddy and happy, whatever. The whole purpose of Job 33 is to grow you, develop you, establish you, strengthen you, seal an instruction inside of you like a wrench, a ratchet, socket, tighten that bolt down, and seal that instruction right down inside of you so that you will know exactly how to function in God. Well, what's it going to cause you to do? It's going to cause you to change. Now, I know there's a lot of people, believers, that'll say, I am what I am and I ain't changing. You probably will not go to heaven. I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to make anybody mad. But change is the nature of a believer. It's your very core nature of believing. Why? Because what you believe will always be challenged by God to go to a new level. We have one of the heroes of our faith that most of us really enjoy is Brother Jesse DePlantis. And yet you hear him tell the story of when he had his first began to preach in the ministry. He went to that one church and he preached all week. They never fed him one meal. So he just fasted the whole week. And when every night they took an offering for him so that they could give him an offering at the end of the week. And when they got done with the week, they gave him a can of Dr. Pepper and said, God bless you. They kept his offering. They stole his offerings that they had picked up in honor of him. And he got in the car having no extra money to drive home and ran out of gas on his way home. Rolled into a gas station, parked by the pump. Out of gas, no money. But he had a Dr. Pepper. It's the same Jesse DePlantis that just showed the whole world how God Almighty brought him a $69 million jet, which has nothing to do with the millions of dollars of television equipment that he owns and all of that ministry center that employs 400 and some people, that there's a prayer team praying for people's lives every single day. But it's the same man. It's the same Jesse the Planist. It's that the initial one who ran out of gas has allowed God to stretch him and grow him to where he can just believe God for a $69 million jet. Wait, not so he can drive around and look rich with the rich people. So he can get in that jet and be any place in the world in one day. Because when God says, go there, there's someone who needs me, he can move. Now watch. You might not ever need a jet. You might not have any desire to be in a jet. That's not the point of what I'm saying. The point is, God is never going to let any of us stay like we are. He is continually taking us to the new level. To continually hold on to the mentality of, this is who I am, it's what I've always been, and it's what I always will be, I really honestly question if you're going to get to heaven. Now, you might think me bad or whatever. I don't know. This isn't the place to argue about it. I'm not going to argue. Because everything in God's kingdom grows. Everything on this earth grows and develops. Everything that God ever gave us to do was to develop, be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, take dominion. Everything in God is to take where you are and turn it into an Eden. And there's only one way you're going to do that, and that is you got to grow what's inside of you. Now, why am I saying all of this? God is doing a new thing in this earth right now today. Right now today. Even now, it will spring forth. But the new thing can't spring forth if you and I aren't into the new place where God wants us to be. Because you can't have the new thing that God's trying to do being the old person that you used to be. Yeah, but Pastor, I feel like you're trying to stretch me into something that I could never be. No. God's going to take you one step at a time. If you're not kicking and screaming against him, taking the next step and the next step, and the next thing you know, you're going to have your whole being is going to be expanded. And you're going to be able to step right into some things you never even knew was available. But they're available to you. Not because you have a degree. Not because you're a rich person. Not because any of those statements that anybody can make. I'm outgoing. I have a magnetic personality. You're just a super achiever, Pastor. That's what people say to me. No, I'm a hard charger. I'll give it to you. But that's because I was trained by a hard charger. And I learned to tell myself to quit acting like a baby. Pastor. Well, are we going to reach the world, or are we going to sit here on our porch and spit and whittle? Well, we got to reach the world. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. You think about the first night we started here. We are just a little over a month away from our third anniversary of this ministry. First night we started, Sister Leanne sat over there. And I sat here. None of this stuff was in here. You go back and watch the first video. Just a bare white wall right there behind me. My audio and video have stopped, Roger. Might be on your end, brother, because it doesn't look like it's on my end.
I see you looking really good, and I can hear you real good.
All right. All right. Um, when we went on the program the first night, there was, I don't know, like 65 people or something. But today, there's over 1,900 people throughout the month who click on our YouTube videos alone. How does that happen? I don't know. I didn't advertise. Never spent a dollar of advertisement money. Not $1. Not going to. God is building his church, his kingdom. What's happened is we've said to God, take us where you want us to be. And he's done that. How do we reach 53 nations? I don't even know. We don't even know the people. But they continually are there every month. Thank God you guys are there. Thank God we're helping you. And you're coming back and being helped. Share the Blog Talk Radio with many people. Share, please. Like, seriously, share. But how do we get there? Well, there's only one way to get there, and that is to allow God to take us where we've never been before. That's why I play that song all the time in my worship music that I share at 5 o'clock. That is the exact reason that we're going to sing that song every time we do it. Take us where we've never been before, because if we don't go to where we've never been before, we will always be like we've always been. And if what you've always been isn't reaching your old community, we got to learn something new. We've got to learn something new. And that's what this program is all about. Well, I hope you don't feel like I'm trying to force you. I am beckoning you. I am beseeching you. I am declaring to you, we are going to the next level. Don't be one of those left in the wilderness that refuses to change. Just don't be that person. Don't be those that say, well, we shouldn't do that and we shouldn't do this. And well, like I always said, listen, like I always said is a perfect example of someone that is only being what they've always been. Let's make our conversation like Jesus tells us to think and then say that statement. Because his statement will always be forward reaching. As thy kingdom come to this earth, because we're seated in heavenly places, seeing earth as he sees it, in our human bodies that are on earth, looking at this position. Now, this might seem like a long night to you. I hope not. I am so inspired by what's going on at Asbury, because this group of faithful prayer warriors that have continually helped me pray every morning, this is one of our testimonies that we have of what is going on at Asbury. Our prayer confession that we have made over and over and over and over again out of Ephesians that says there's one body. Wait a second. I've tried to quote it three times tonight, and I'm going to get it right now. There is Ephesians 4. There's one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. That vision Brother Dutch saw of the massive revival of young people said they had no desire for our denominationalism, for our religiosity. They had a huge desire to know the Father and to come to an understanding of who he was. And you and I are the generation of adults and parents and grandparents and great-grandparents. We're that generation they have to look to. Are we going to scold them? Or are we going to lead them? If we're going to lead them, we got to take us to a new level. Not so that we can accept their rebellion, accept their fears, accept their sin. No, that we go to a new level in him so that we can not only lead us to that level, but lead them. And they want to be a part of it because we're transforming our world. Don't ever have a problem having young people where people's lives are being transformed. You will always have a problem having young people where everybody sits around and they're holy do-nothing and they do nothing. No young person wants that because they're in that time of their life when they're movers and shakers and they're wanting to make a difference in this world. They got all that supernatural, youthful energy. And they got the zeal of God that will go and do anything. But you and I have prayed this. One body, one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. And thank God it's happening right in front of our eyes. Father, yeah, thank you. Ephesians chapter 3. And let's go down 17 through 21. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. We're going to understand this with all the saints so that we can be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Now to him, be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Father, do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we have ever asked or thought. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, I have within me tonight the ability to flow. I'm not going to do it because we've already heard such amazing words. If you'd like the video the video links for these messages. You can have it, or you can go back and view it right here on our program on YouTube itself. Now, I want to receive communion with us because we always do that. And I want to say thank you to all of you that's been a part of this. Seriously, thank you. Thank you for growing and developing with us. Thank you for continually being willing to check yourself and march in step with all that God is doing in our lives and in what is happening here. Now, for those of you that might be new to us, to be like, wow, this is a new experience. You guys have preached like four messages. Yeah, that's just how we always do it here. Oh, wait, Brother Roger said, what is manna? Manna in the Old Testament was these little round wafer things that God rained from heaven and fed the children of Israel for 40 years. There was 3 to 5 million of them wandering around in the desert. That's a very large city, the size of Chicago. And he fed them by raining like dew every morning, this round wafers. And they would go out and pick it up, and that's what they ate for 40 years. And had they gone into the Canaan land like he wanted them to, it would have been, I think, I forget what it is, 21-day trek or whatever that process was. But here's the revelation of manna. Manna in the New Testament is reading the Word of God. It says the Word that came down from heaven, Jesus is the living Word, was made flesh, dwelt among us. So this is the manna that is sent from heaven. And you and I receive that manna and eat it every day. And it gives you the sustenance and the life that you need. It's our life-giving force. Thank you, brother. Thanks for asking that question. Now, for those of you who've never been with us, this is how we have communion. It's not how everybody else does it. It is how we do it, as we were instructed by God. It's not a ritual. It's a relationship. It's not about just saying words. It's about connecting with God our Father and He connecting with us and being connected through Jesus and His sacrifice that He gave us. So what we're going to do is I'm going to read the verses out of Corinthians, 1 John, and then we're going to pray the prayer of salvation so that no matter who you are, no matter if you've never been born again or if you've been away from God and are coming back, you can pray that prayer, be right with God, and be ready to receive communion with us. Go get you some bread and water, grape juice. And grape juice and bread is what Jesus said. And you may not have that with you, but I recommend you do it like Jesus wants it done, because when we're excellent and in order, He can come to order, and He can take order and grow it and develop it. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took the bread. And when He blessed it, He broke it, and He said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, He also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Now, it's not this plastic cup that I have in my hand, although I've sanctified this for the use of communion. He's saying, I'm taking the Passover and putting it into a piece of bread in a glass of grape juice, the fruit of the vine. And the whole Passover feast is now put into this, and it is given to you. 25, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Let a man, verse 28, let a man examine himself. Examine yourself. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he, notice that he is capitalized, as he is, so are we in this world. As Jesus is right now, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment or trauma. He who fears has not been made perfect in love. But I like to say it, there is no fear in God's perfect love, and there is no fear in receiving the communion elements if your heart is right with God and you have the desire to please him and draw closer to him. There's no fear in the communion elements. There's a lot of churches that have preached, you receive that communion wrong. Matter of fact, on the program this morning, we heard about the great revival, the Cane River Revival in Kentucky in the 1800s, like 1801. It was based around a communion event for the weekend. And they believed you had to be judged by the presbytery before you could receive communion. Well, no, that verse says, let a man examine himself. And that's what we learned in the pandemic, is we got to examine ourselves. But if you're coming here tonight saying, God, I want you, that's the right examination. And you'll be right with God. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. Those of you online, on the Zoom, please, you can please pray it with me. That way I'll say it, they say it, you pray the prayer with them in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
So Jesus hears my faith confession.
Jesus hears my faith confession.
I believe you are the Son of God.
I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Put your arms out and say, I receive you into my life, Lord.
Receive you into my life, Lord.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly prayer language.
Pray in my heavenly prayer language.
And live a successful life as a believer every day.
And live a successful life as a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen and amen. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome. It's good to have you with us. You might be saying on the inside of you, well, I like to say it differently. I know you're saying on the inside of you, man, what's going on? Because as soon as you say, I receive you into my life, Jesus fills your being with his mighty, awesome presence. Jesus does. And so naturally, when that happens, you haven't been filled with Jesus before, you're like, this is an amazing experience. And some people will call it a feeling. Some people call it hot oil, hot water. One person told me, it feels like you dumped a bucket of water on me. You know, all kinds of descriptions of it. Some people will be like tingling. There's people that have fallen out in the spirit when it happened. Because it's God Almighty filling your human vessel. Well, when that happens, God just came inside of you. So you didn't just get born again and join the Christian club. You just received Jesus filling your life. It's God has come to live within you. God has come to live within you. I said that to one person. They're like, hold it. God's going to live in me? I'm like, yeah. Well, that means he's going to see everything I do. I'm like, well, he already sees everything you do. And you're like, yeah, but he's now inside of me. That means I'm taking him into what I'm doing. Yes, it does mean that. Oh, my, I got to change. Well, wait. It's not that you got to figure out how in some big, amazing way of yourself to change. God is in you now. He already changed you when he came in. He made you a new creation. That's what Chris was teaching earlier tonight about the word transform, which is actually better translated as transfigured. That's an amazing understanding. Now, he made you into a being that never existed before. You're a new creation. What I got to do now, Pastor? Write me, I'll send you a book with 27 do's and don'ts. No, that's not the case. I'm not going to do that. Why? Because that's not the plan of God. It's not the plan of God at all. God's plan is that you would know him and that you would realize he lives on the inside of you. He lives in you. And he wants to have a relationship of oneness with you. Now, what do I do? Get a Bible. I recommend that you buy a Thompson Chain Reference Bible. I always like to put it up there so you can actually take a picture of it. You might say, oh, Pastor, hold on, I got to get a picture. Well, nothing else. You can just come back to this point in the video right at the end. I'll hold it up here long enough. It'll be able for you to be able to find it. And you can see the name, Thompson Chain Reference Bible. Now, why do you recommend that one, Pastor? Because it is filled with cross-reference verses, Old and New Testament, so that when we're studying something, you can see it in the New Testament. You can see it in the Old Testament. You can see it in the law. You can see it in the Judges. You can see it in the poetry books. You can see it in the prophets. And you can build a doctrine in your belief system built on the whole Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. Now, if you might say, well, I don't even know how to find that. My email address is here. Email me. Begin that relationship of an email saying, Pastor, help me see this. We will email you back. If 10,000 of you email me tonight, it's okay. We will find a way to get an answer to it. because we want to help you walk with God. And then read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's the first five books of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and the book of Acts. And in so doing, you'll see the teachings of Jesus and his life on earth and the beginning of the church. From those five books, as you come to be with us, God begins to minister to you, and you begin to see the whole picture, and it'll be a blessing to you. This is a cool thing about God. Last thing I'm going to say, we'll receive communion. It doesn't matter when you get here, what we're studying. It doesn't matter. The Holy Spirit of God, who now lives inside of you, will lead you into an understanding of what we're teaching. Whether you're a brand new believer or the oldest saint that is with us. And every time we come together, there is a reference point of growth, development, and understanding for every one of us, including me. It's a really weird experience that while you're teaching the message, you say, wow, that was amazing. And when the program's finished, I go get the same YouTube video you'd get, and I listen to it again to say, what were you saying, Father? And then I hear it, and I'll set a timestamp. You set timestamp. I'll set a timestamp right there and put it in a comment so that everybody else can hear that same revelation again by the Holy Spirit of God. And that's how you grow in him. Let's bless our elements, and we will receive them together tonight. Ready? Pray this with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression.
Jesus,
you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord.
The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
There's nothing missing, nothing broken.
There's nothing missing and nothing broken.
Every joint is supplying in my body.
Every joint is supplying in my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his broken body together in Jesus' name. Thank you, sir. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, broken for us. Thank you, sir. And now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this prayer with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The most powerful cleansing force on the face of this earth.
The most powerful cleansing force on the face of this earth.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away, and all things have become new.
All things have passed away, and all things have become new.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day. My conscience is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be. The glorious church without spot or wrinkle. When you come for me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Let's receive his bloodshed. And now, just like Jesus, we will sing a hymn. And, you know, I love the songs about the blood of Jesus, because the blood of Jesus is like one of the nuclear weapons that God has given us that goes way beyond anything there is on this earth. So my dad's favorite song was Power in the Blood. So sing that song. We'll sing one verse in a chorus tonight. And it's interesting. I say this often, but I'm going to say it again. Every time I get in the semi, I drive semi at night, and I'm going down 1804 over here. I'll pray for the angels of the Lord to be with me. And I'll bless my family. I bless Sister Leanna, Michigan. Bless my kids and grandkids. Bless all of you guys to sleep and have dreams. And then I'll say, what's it like in heaven, Dad? My dad went to heaven in 2020. It's almost like as soon as I say, get ready to say those words, there'll be a shooting star that'll go across the sky in front of me right when I say those words. It's one of the most amazing things. Two nights, maybe one night. I think it was the next night after my dad had crossed over. All of us had stood by his bedside for about 5 days. We sang every hymn in every hymnal and every gospel song that Bill Gaither has written, and all my dad's favorite songs. And he went to heaven. It was a glorious homegoing. I was standing in the backyard with my brother and had a little fire going there. It was dark. We were in Tennessee at my mom's house. And I just looked up and said, what's happening, Dad? And the brightest shooting star went over the house. Just shh. Well, Pastor, is that your dad outrunner? I have no idea. I don't know. Who knows what it is? I just know that it's happened. And I think it's a very interesting thing that God has made that same thing happen. The devil's not in control of the stars. God is. And the devil don't know my thoughts. God does. And I don't accept the enemy's thoughts. And so in honor of my dad tonight, been thinking about him a little bit today. Let's sing that. Sing that with me. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus, for the power of your blood. Thank
Someday,
you.
Let me tell you about when my mother came from heaven and called it paradise.
Wow, that's a pretty cool story. I'll have to hear it sometime. You got the closing verses, Sister Phyllis?
Right handy. Let me grab my magnifying glass. I made sure I put it in right. Okay, Jude 20 through 25. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on Thanks. Some have compassion, making a distinction, but others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. And Revelation 1, 5 and 6. And from Jesus Christ, faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen and amen. Jesus is the King of Kings. And then he said, remember, this is Holy Spirit speaking through John. And then the Holy Spirit said, he has made us, you and me, kings and priests to our God. We are the kings and the priests to our God. And thank you, Jesus, that you give us such a wonderful place in you. Put your arms out in a big circle with me and just say it. We claim every person who came tonight.
We claim every person who came tonight.
Who will hear this in the future.
And those who hear us in the future.
Come to Jesus.
To Jesus tonight.
Put your hands out and say, I receive my hundredfold return.
I receive my hundredfold return.
That you promised to me. Jesus.
That you promised to me, Jesus.
So I can preach the gospel right here on this earth.
So I can preach the gospel right here on this earth.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.
If you would like to hear these messages that we shared tonight, again, you can listen to our YouTube video. And you can find it on my channel. I use my name. Not everybody can, especially the community, because there's so many of them out there, be able to find it. But when you search my name, Samuel J. Cottle, you can find my YouTube channel. Once you get to YouTube, you can search in there by the name of the program, like Dreams or Faith or all kinds of different titles. You can search, and it'll pop up a bunch of videos. You can also search by today's date, and this video will show up again, and you'll be able to have it. If you would like to have the links singularly to each of these videos we showed, then send me an email at hgpreacherman@gmail.com. You can find that right in the notes of this program. When you open up a YouTube video, you'll see it. It'll be a description, and it'll say see more. Click see more. See more makes it so you can see more. And my email address will be there, and you can send me an email, and that will be a blessing to you And you can ask me any question you want. You can tell me a story, give me a prayer request. Any way that we can help you walk with God, we will do that in Jesus' mighty name. Until we see you again, which some of you, that's tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central, right here for Rebuilding the Walls of Righteousness in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, it's what we say. Remember this? We love you.
We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. In Jesus.
Good night, everybody.
Mighty name. Bless you, Brother Roger. Thanks for being over there, taking such good care of the YouTube channel. Okalarce, it's good to see you with us tonight. I didn't get a chance to see everybody that joined us over there. Those of you that join us in the future, may God richly bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Blog Talk Radio, thank you for being here with us all over the world. I've said this many times. I'll say it again tonight. If you want to be a part of what we're doing here and to put this in your nation, in your native language, where they can be able to hear it and understand it in their native dialect, please get in contact with me. I can show you how you can do that and how we can do it together. And it's not going to cost you a lot of money, and it'll be a blessing to your native land. And you can have these same words right here and have this teaching in that language. Anyways, contact me. Email address is right there in the notes of the program. May God richly bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, spread revival, the outpouring of your spirit every day all over the whole world. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.